It was payday for members of the Southeast Alaska Power Agency. SEPA awarded Ketchikan, Petersburg, and Wrangell rebate checks yesterday during its regular meeting. CEO Dave Carlson says the funds were in contingent on the release of $5 million held in escrow at the Alaska Energy Authority. He says getting those funds back makes a difference in the agency's finances.
Without having that, it really impacted our reserves, which we need to have in place because our transmission lines are uninsured, of course. And if we did have significant storm damage and structural damage, we'd eat up millions quick.
The rebate is a half-cent reduction in the wholesale power rate. That's 6.3 cents per kilowatt hour. The rate had been 6.8 cents per kilowatt hour for the last 13 years. The payment is the first in SEPA's young history. Carlson says there could be more in the future if the agency continues to have good years.
If we've collected excess revenues because of increased sales and our expenses are down because we haven't had significant, risk events that occurred, like our landslides and things that cost us a bunch of money, we're in a position to give some of that money back to the utilities. In other words, give the money back to the ratepayers.
Carlson says SEPA tries every year to build its renewal replacement fund up to at least $10 million. Ketchikan's rebate was $395,203.70. Petersburg received a $185,333.49 check, and Wrangell's payment was $137,225.81. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.